In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Sometimes we see in someone not what we want or expect. Take Jeremiah, for example. He's a prophet, inspired and sent by God. But since he said something against Jerusalem, the people found offense. And they sentenced him to death. Good thing that doesn't happen here, or Facebook and Twitter users would be in trouble all the time. Maybe to make it even more relevant, who would have guessed that those nice senators that we elected would vote against a measure that would protect babies who are born alive? Not fetuses that are inviable, but living babies who with reasonable medical care could grow into adulthood. So, what about this Jesus, who, speaking to some Pharisees who were looking right at him, said, "You will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" They were looking right at him. What could he mean that they wouldn't see him? Jesus didn't mean that he would be invisible to them until they said those magic words, but it's also obvious that seeing Jesus standing in front of them didn't give the Pharisees the ability to see Jesus in the sense that he had in mind, to believe in him, to say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It's not seeing that's believing. Rather, those who believe in Jesus see him truly as the Son of God and therefore gladly say of him, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But those words, as I said, are not some magical incantation. If you say them, poof, you'll see Jesus. Maybe you're like Herod, though. You want to see Jesus perform some miracle, maybe walk across his swimming pool for you. After all, we've all been praying for a miracle here now for some time. Oftentimes, we slip into paying attention to Jesus in a way that suits you, to think about fairness in a way that you create God in your image. When we don't get what we want exactly the way and when we want it, we say, "Oh, what's the value of prayer anyway?" I've been praying for that for a long time. Pray every day. Well, Old Testament worshipers never saw Jesus with their eyes, and yet they sang this great hymn from Psalm 118, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes or politicians. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents, the homes of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely. He has not given me over to death. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." The faithful of God in the Old Testament lived in the hope that the promised one would come in the name of the Lord. The believing people of God were saying words in hope that they would be seeing a Savior. And now that He has come into the world, let's not be blinded to Him by worldly temptations. If we wait to put our faith in Him until we see Him, it'll be too late. At Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the people said the words, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, after they saw Jesus. So the issue isn't which comes first, the seeing or the saying, but the believing. They believed that Jesus is the promised Messiah. They could see Him for who He really is. The fact that you have never seen Jesus with your own eyes should not prevent you from saying what you believe. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 10. Why should you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord"? You should say it because Jesus told you to say it. Those who believe should be saying it at the hope of seeing Him. Believing is saying and seeing. You should say it in order to praise the Lord for sending someone in His name, in the name of the Lord. For that means to do what the Lord told him to do. If the sent one acts of his own free will, he is no longer acting in the name of the Lord. But Jesus came to be about his Father's business. You should also say it to acknowledge that this Jesus is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. This Jesus is the one who will do what the Lord has determined will save His people. This Jesus is the Savior of the world who was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. The faithful of the Old Testament promise saw their Savior for who He really is. Abraham was glad. Moses wrote of Him. All the prophets spoke of Him. The Old Testament people sang of Him, as in Psalm 118. On the other hand, those Pharisees standing in front of Jesus didn't really see Him for who He is because they didn't believe in Him. They saw Him as a sinner. They saw Him as a danger to their religion. They saw Him as a threat to their political relationship with Rome. The people at the triumphal entry, rather, saw Jesus for who He really is because they did believe in Him. And we all see Jesus for who He really is because we really believe in Him. Jesus is the one who came in the name of the Lord to take our sins with Him to the cross. The cross was always Jesus' reason for coming. Jesus is the one who came in the name of the Lord to give us life from the dead. Who else besides Jesus is a blessed one who comes in the name of the Lord? In celebrating the sacrament of the altar, we say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It is remarkable that the words of Jesus seem to be dealt with quite literally by our liturgy. In the Sanctus, you say the words He gave you to say, and you have an expectation of seeing Him. Since you believe His promise to be present with His people, by faith, you see His body and His blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine. He instituted His supper and says to you, "Do this." And since He commands you and invites you to do this, to come to his table. You do what he has given you to do. That means you come in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you when you come in the name of the Lord. You are blessed with forgiveness of sins. You are blessed with eternal life. You are blessed with salvation. Your faith in God is strengthened. Your love for others is increased. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till he returns again in glory. Amen.